Hey, what's up? This is Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me, Chris. It's 9:30. This is fucking too early. Why? I set an alarm to get up at 9, and then I hit snooze and stuff. I had to do this because Jacqueline's got a call, like a conference call thing, where she's going to be like on. You know, I can't. We have a studio apartment where I'm one room. Basically, there's a lot. It's a nice space, but I can't be recording a podcast while she's conducting real stuff. So I got to do it before her because she's got to do that at 10 o'clock. So here we are. This is some kind of farming culture holdover. That we start the fucking day at, you know, I know for most people 9:30, that's a dream. Like, I'm still in my house, you know, I'm sitting at my desk and what we shouldn't be starting the day before 11 a.m. And that's, I'm not a fan of that even, but this is ridiculous. And if you're in school, kids in school get up at like, they start at like fucking 7 or some crazy shit. Because they have to stagger the buses. I mean, they don't have that. They still have school buses in Manhattan. I don't understand that. But not a lot of them. But most places, all the kids have to take school buses. So they stagger them or whatever. So it's a fucking nightmare. But that's not going to. Are we going to change that? Could we change? Could that be the difference I make in this world and society? Is that I get everybody to start waking up later? Or, you know what? If we just said, listen, we all just wake up when we wake up. And if you need to schedule anything, you know, you do it, don't schedule any kind of thing before 1 p.m. That's reasonable. I usually push it back to 2. If I'm going to meet with somebody and they say what time, I try to say 2. Because that, then I can truly just, wake up whenever I wake up and, I still don't usually feel pressure. Sleep's very important to me. It's one of the only advantages to my. I don't know. It's a, it, that's like the thing I always. For the years that I was an accountant, and I just never got any sleep, and now it's like my prize. I don't know, whatever. But everybody listening to this probably had to wake up at a real time, and you're used to it, and you don't give a shit, right? And some people like to wake up really early; it makes them feel good. Maybe I should become a morning person. I mean, you could force yourself into it. Some people, you say I'm a morning person, I'm a night person. I think you become what you want to become, and you can. If I really wanted to be like the morning person, I could fucking get into it, I guess. It's just a bummer. The morning. I used to live in Queens and work in Central Jersey. It was not a great setup, but that was what was going down. I was working at the accounting firm of Deloitte and Touche. Now, well, it's just Deloitte now. Anyway, so I was auditing a bank that no longer exists because of the financial crisis. So I didn't help avert that at all with my work at that time in 2004. So, 2000, yeah, it was 2004. And I would have to get up at like 6 in the morning. I'd watch a little bit of Good Morning New York check out the traffic situation, the weather, have a cup of coffee, eat some oatmeal, and then hit the road and drive for like an hour and a half. And it wasn't a great way to live. But whatever. But you know, it was better than living in Central Jersey and just getting up and being like 5 minutes away from work. I'll say that. I liked living in Astoria. Astoria is a great place. There's like the if you ever get a chance, go there and eat, because there's like the most amazing food. That's my travel tip for the day. Tomorrow I'm gonna have to get up again. I'm gonna have to get up early again because I got a flight at like 11. So I'm going to North Carolina. Going to Durham, North Carolina. I'm gonna do some shows with Mike Birbiglia, college, and then at the Comedy Zone. So I gotta get up and go to the airport. So I gotta record this before I go to the airport. And whatever. My life is pretty fucking leisurely. So I mean, and that's exciting for me. I don't go on the road much, so it's like I'm very happy to get out and do shows around different places other than New York or LA, which is where I usually perform. So I'm going to try to get on the road more. So if you live someplace, maybe I'll go there. But Mike Birbiglia has been very nice in taking me and out to open for him, and it's been a lot of fun. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about now. Not to get on the sport, because I was talking about sports yesterday, and then that. Oh, that's my cat. I have two. I've mentioned that on every episode. Anyway, so I was thinking about, I only played sports for like 2 years of my life. I played soccer when I was about 8. So I was like 8 and then 9. So maybe I think my career was over by the time I was 10. And I remember each year there was like a thing at the end of the season where all the kids, we sat, there was a dinner at some, you know, you go to some school kind of auditorium, you know, like a gymnasium auditorium situation where there's, and just cafeteria tables out, and you ate some shitty baked ziti in big tins, and they gave out trophies, and they gave everybody got a participation trophy. And guess what? None of us thought we were fucking good at soccer. It was not a thing. Nobody gave a shit about the. You know, I kind of liked the trophy. That was probably the only reason I was into it, because my older brother. So this is like, you know, I'm a kid on Staten Island, not a liberal place. All right, Staten Island is very conservative. I don't know why they're conservative, but they are. It's their thing. You'd have to ask them. I guess I can kind of understand why rich people are conservative, because they don't want to pay taxes. They want to keep their money, and that's their main thing. And then they've convinced that other people that they're being overtaxed. I'm not going to get it. If you're conservative, maybe you can tell me why. I think that it's stupid, because when you go to any kind of social issue, you're completely wrong every single fucking time. That's all. Every time. No gay marriage. Wrong. No fucking everything. Everything. Civil rights. And I know the Democrats were the racists. That's the thing. The Democrats started the KKK. They were conservatives. And then there was the whole Southern strategy, and it all kind of flip-flopped and fucking... I mean, Democrats are scumbags for, like, indulging those Dixiecrats and all that shit. But, you know, if you're in the KKK today, you're not voting Democrat, man. You know that. Stop posting those memes. I don't want to get political on this, but this is almost a political issue. The trophy thing, the idea of every kid gets a trophy. First of all, this is in the 80s in Staten Island. So this is not a new phenomenon. If they're doing it in Staten Island, they're doing it everywhere, because Staten Island's not like at the forefront of fucking anything. And my older brother was getting trophies at Little League and soccer. He would play more sports than me, and he was getting them before I was getting them. So this goes back. I don't think he was like the first person ever to get a fucking participation trophy. I think they were giving them out all over the place. And nobody, my brother played more sports, but he was not good at them. He was bad. I would go to the games. These are the parents would yell. They would yell gay slurs at the children on the field. So they weren't that progressive, but yet they still gave everybody a participation trophy. And, you know, you put it up on your bookcase in your room. You're like, hey, look, I got a little trophy guy. It wasn't very big. You know, there was a big championship trophy that people would get, and the participation trophy was very small. Yeah, and but it was kind of nice to have a thing at the end of this bullshit. Because you got to get up on Saturday and Sunday. You got to go to practice. You got to do all this shit. So, okay, here's a fucking trophy. And it's probably also a money scam from whoever's organizing the sports. They probably get something off the top of all that. So, but my point is, all the kids, I had one season where I played on this soccer team. The first season I played, I was on this team. I was terrible, but I was on this team that was decent and came in second or third or something. We were not the champions. But so then you get a trophy, you feel like, oh, well, I was on this team, but I still knew I didn't earn it. At 8 years old, I knew that. I'm not, everybody assumes every 8 year old's a fucking retard. I know, you know, I'm sorry, I was gonna say retard, but you think they're fucking brain dead. Maybe that's offensive to as well, but they think there's some sort of issue where I'm the genius and I understand that you got that trophy and you don't deserve it, but you don't know. You think you're special now. You're not. First of all, everybody, you're not who yells you're not special. Well, maybe you're not, but the rest of us we're unique individual people. You fucking dipshit. Anyway, but these kids are smart. You know, I mean, there's some dummies. Don't get me wrong. They're not all smart, but most of them get it. I was on a team the next year. We scored one goal the whole season. We lost every fucking game. And none of us thought that we were good because we got a trophy. I mean, kids play soccer. That's like one of the most popular sports. More popular in Little League, I think, is soccer, right? And they all been getting trophies for like fucking years and years and years and years, since the 80s, maybe the 70s, who the fuck knows, right? They've been getting these trophies. And still, you don't find barely any soccer players in America. So that system doesn't work. That idea that the trophy is causing these people to think that they're great at that, and they're great at everything, and then it's ruining society because they all got a trophy, and I didn't get a trophy. First of all, you did get a trophy, you lying fuck. If I got a trophy, you got a trophy. Or you didn't play sports at all, and that's fine, but don't go bitching about these trophies. It's like, and I think they just overheard it from somebody else on a different podcast, and so they start complaining about it because they think it's a fun thing to say, and then it just goes on forever. I've been hearing about trophies for about 10 years. I've been hearing about the trophies, and I guess we're still giving them out because people are still bitching about them. So they're not going away. And the same thing you're bitching about now, because it's always, it's whoever's 22 is a piece of shit because they got a trophy. And, you know, it's the same complaints they got about the fucking baby boomers, who gave out all the trophies, by the way. They're the ones complaining, or whoever it is complaining. And the baby boomers gave up they used to say about baby boomers, they're like, oh, these piece of shit, all they want to do is party. And look, they grew up to be total fucking greedy assholes and ruin the planet, just like everybody else. So don't worry about it. A 22-year-old got a trophy when he was a kid, and now he's acting like he's hot shit. Because he's 22, and he's still able to fucking party pretty hard and get up and go to some job. And, you know, he feels like he's got the world ahead of him. So, yeah, that's what that's about. And then you're like, oh, this piece of shit, because you don't feel good about where you're at. And you're like, it's the trophy. It's the trophy. No, it's not the trophy. You were a dick when you were 22 as well. I was. I don't even like to think about it. I was a fucking asshole. I mean, I tried, but I was like a real... I don't know. It's that fucking hubris of just feeling like, oh, you guys don't know I'm gonna take on. But it wasn't because of the trophy. It was just because you have the one accomplishment of you. People want to be young, and you're it. And nobody can get it. That's the only way you can get it is just be it. And you lose it. But you, when you have it, you feel like you're never going to... You're like, I'm young. Fuck all the old people. It's natural, I guess. That's why I don't get mad at anybody for doing that. Man, it's like, fucking enjoy that shit. It's a little overrated in terms of, like, I don't feel any different, you know? I still live good life. I don't mind talking to people that are young. They're, a lot of times, you know, like, they just don't know as much shit. But that's, you know, how would they know? You talk to, like, a 22-year-old, they might not even eat fucking hummus in their life and shit. That's crazy. But it's true. Maybe not now. I think hummus has infiltrated, much to the chagrin of those Republicans, or, you know, whoever is against those, who's for these, whatever's going on right now. You know, hummus is really a part of everyday life. It's everywhere. But it's good. That's what brings people together, is food. Italians came here. Nobody liked those. Nobody liked Italians. And they had fucking dope ass food. I don't know if that's really how they... I think they just hung around long enough. And then white people needed to up their numbers. So they're like, I guess we got to bring the Italians, and the Italians are white. That's how the Irish people got in. They didn't have good food at all. Shepherd's pie is pretty good, but that's about it. They're not, like, known for their... You wouldn't go to a Irish restaurant? No thanks. I mean, I think they probably exist, but I don't think I'd go. Jewish people, they got pulled into white people too for the same reason. Just needed to up the numbers. If we still were like just like European, you know, Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you had to be, those people would be so outnumbered, they wouldn't have shit. So, yeah, he's pulled in. Jewish people weren't white. Irish people, Italians, none of them. So now all those people are white. I'm white thanks to the expansion. The expansion teams. But I think if we were smart, white people really wanted to fucking up the numbers, they would pull in Latinos and say, yeah, they're white people too. I mean, why not? If you could say, you know, the Italians are white, you could say that. And we would be unstoppable. As a force, you know, not saying that I'm not for white supremacy, but I'm just, if you're thinking for, or we just, listen, white people becoming a minority doesn't sound so bad. You know, it could be, we're not even going to be the minority. It's just not even going to happen. Not in my lifetime. So I get to enjoy being the not minority for a long time. And, you know, that's not so bad. I think I'm going to go back to sleep. That's the end of this. Thank you for listening to my rambling and all that. Maybe go to iTunes and do a thing there. Write a little... No, don't write a review yet if you don't think it's going to be a good one. Hold off. Maybe wait a few more. Maybe I should put a week in on this before I start asking people to do shit. All right, I'm going to go. We love you.